You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts on Smoke Radio.
Today, we'll be previewing the Fulham vs Derby County game, which is due to play tomorrow at Craven Cottage on your normal 3pm kickoff. The game earlier in the season did finish 2-0 to Derby, with goals from Emerson Hyman to Fulham with an own goal just after the start of the second half, and then Danny Butterfield finishes scoring after 84 minutes. The form of the two teams: Fulham are 20th in the form table, they've won 1, drawn 2 and lost 3, scoring 7, conceding 9, and so they're 4 points in the last 6 games. Their only win was the 4-1 win against Rotherham on the 29th of December, I believe, and they currently sit 19th in the table, 3 points off the relegation zone, and the team that would be is Bristol City. Derby County, on the other hand, are 23rd out of 24 in the form table. They've won none and drawn 3 and lost 3 of their last 6, scoring 4 and conceding 12, only having a mere 3 points. But they are currently 4th in the league table and they're only 6 points off the top and 5 from automatic promotion. So my team for the game is going to be Lonergan, Richard, Ream, Byrne and Garbutt at the back. Lonergan because he's our best goalkeeper, bar Bettinelli, at the moment. You've got Richards and Garbutt, who are normal fullbacks, and then defenders, you've got a ball-playing centre-back in Tim Ream, and then just a more physical, tall defender in Dan Byrne. I'm not Dan Byrne's biggest fan, as everyone knows, but he has been playing well recently, but he has been winning Man of the Match awards regardless. Then in the more deep midfield, you've got Parker and Emerson Hyman. Parker playing a bit deeper, and Hyman a bit further forward, sort of a deep-line playmaker. I mean, Hyman's one of my favourite players we have, like young players we have, out of the under-18 side, we got the Youth Cup final a couple of years ago. And then the more attacking midfield, we got Kearney, Ross McCormack and Kat Kinnicklich. So I can see Kearney starting on the right, McCormack at the number 10 spot in the middle, and Kat Kinnicklich on the left. Kearney and McCormack are probably our two best players this season. They've both been amazing. McCormack, obviously everyone knows McCormack, he just scores goals for fun, especially from the position he's been playing in the number 10 role mainly. Kearney's just really, really technically gifted. I've been really impressed with him this season, as is every Fulham fan. And Kat Kinnicklich, because you need just a proper winger, and he's our only, I guess you could say, proper winger we have. Then up front, Moussa Dembélé. Now, my prediction for this game is a 2-1 Fulham win. I know you'd be saying, like, what, Fulham are 19th, Derby are 4th, but Derby have been awful recently, and the reasons I think we can do, how we can do it actually, is basically our strikers need perform, as our midfield don't really score too many goals. You know, Parker, Hyman, Kearney and Kakanikic don't really get too many goals. I mean, Kearney and Kakanikic, like, put the odd goal in every now and again, but not that often, and like McCormack and Dembélé, I think they've got probably nearly 30 goals between them. So yeah, strikers need to perform, as our midfield does like goals. Next, Hyman and Kearney need to be involved as much as possible. There are two best players on the ball who aren't Ross McCormack or Dembélé. So, get the ball to them. They're the most creative players in our team. You know, Kearney can play number 10 role, but he can also be playing like an advanced playmaker out wide. So I think he's very important. And Hyman, the deep role playmaking from there, I think he's going to be vital if we want to win this game. Also, pressure Derby early on. I know we're the home team, so we should be doing that, but there is a lot of pressure on their manager at the moment, Paul Clement. They may be fourth in the league, but they've been terrible in the last month or so, and if the fans get on their back, you know, Fulham could take advantage of that. And last year we did beat them, so it is possible, although the goals were from two players who won't be in the match squad tomorrow, in Cordy Woodrow and Nikolai Bodorov. One, because Cordy Woodrow's injured, he picked up an injury a couple of weeks ago against Sheffield Wednesday, and Bodorov been sold out on loan to the Danish side FC Midtjylland, I think that's how they say their name, who are the team United are going to be playing in the Europa League. So yeah, 2-1 Fulham prediction. I've been Dom Betts, and you've been listening to The Football Hour.